Hello and good time to all representatives. I hope you are doing well. This discussion is about financial issues, and it is good that all our representatives know it. Money transfer and related tasks. In the usual way, payment methods in business are banking methods. Now, either LC or bank payment. These methods are common. We are working with different parts of the world, and different countries have different laws regarding financial responsibilities and financial transactions. And usually, these laws and these issues are associated with an option called tax. On the other hand, because we are all over the world and we work on different products and try to establish these relationships without any intermediaries, it means we try to keep our prices very good and competitive. This tax issue itself causes a little increase in our prices. We have to think about different options in financial issues and financial payments. For example, LC payment may not be usable, even though this method is common all over the world. Since we are working with Iran, the function of LC dramatically decreases. We use Iranian products. According to banking laws, Iran banks are sanctioned, and we have to use intermediary accounts, and percentages are taken from these intermediary accounts. Everything will no longer be as cheap and as competitive as before, and we will force and face problems in many cases. As a result, we use different methods. In this file, I just want to explain a method that makes the job much easier. We think that all our representatives should be able to work with it to be able to maintain our competitive advantages, especially in price. The method that we recommend to be used and the most useful method is to use digital currencies, cryptos, and the blockchain platform. You use digital currency because it is structured in such a way that it is not focused on one country. There is no longer any tax issue. You can move your money very easily and your problems will be much less. Since different people in different countries may listen to this file, we do not want to talk about its conditions. Because digital currency may have some restrictions in one country while there is no restriction in another. But in general, even if you are in a country where the sale of digital currency is prohibited, you can still do this very easily because they can not track or check at all, and you can work with them very easily. Regarding digital currencies, the first point is that there are different methods. We have different currencies, maybe nearly 2,000 types of currencies. We have hundreds of currencies such as the euro, dollar, yuan, and lira. In the digital world, we also have various currencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tether, and others. We mostly work with Tethers because it is a digital currency that is called a stable coin, and its fluctuation is very low, and it is not like Bitcoin and other currencies that its fluctuation is very high. Tether's fluctuation is extremely low and it makes the work very easy. So we use Tether. Tether has a price equivalent to $1 and always maintains this ratio to the dollar. Now different countries may have a decrease or increase in the value of the currency unit compared to the dollar. So they will have this decrease and increase in Tether. So we will use a lot of digital currency, especially Tether, to pay lower percentages and ratios and not lose the price advantage. One thing that is good to know about digital currency is the discussion of investing in it. In general, Tether is not an investment option. You may invest in Bitcoin, which will become expensive later, but there is no such definition in Tether. But to avoid misunderstandings, we emphasize here that we do not recommend you investment in digital currencies. You should use digital currencies instead of money, and under no circumstances use them as an investment product. First, the profits you can make in business and the money you can make in business are much more than the money you can make from any investment. Second thought, they are so unstable and many companies lose all their capital that it is not recommended for you to enter this type of business. There is a problem in digital business that we should talk about. It is the issue of trust. Well, if you pay someone and transfer digital currency from one wallet address to another, it's no like a bank. You may not have documents and receipts, and this may cause stress for you at first glance. What will happen to my money document? There is a business point. Well, you have been working with us for many years, and you are going to work for many years and more years. You can easily convince your customers to pay us. You can easily convince, and even if they don't have a receipt, we commit and we will stick to our commitments. Do not think that a bank receipt can create any requirements for us to work with you that digital currency cannot. Our company's commitment is much higher than that. And usually, if you get an order, we will do it. So this fact that we can trust digital currency and cannot put it away. Finally, if any of your friends or merchants who you work with get stressed, tell them to be present in Iran to see their work and transfer money, because they cannot move money in cash. Different customs and different countries all have restrictions on the withdrawal of currency in cash. Depending on the country, $5,000, $10,000, and so on. So you don't want to do this. When you come to Iran, you will see your cargo, confirm it, and make the transfers there. But all our traders must learn to work with digital currency. I said and emphasize working, not investing, in order not to lose our profit margin. Remember a few small points. What I said does not mean we want to turn down the rules and do legal violations. We respect the taxes and all the legal issues of the countries. We are just trying to prevent these rates and percentages bank get to transfer or change our money, because we work in all over the world. Good luck and goodbye.